minutes to reach the parking gate for your own comfort and safety.
Daphne, come out to America. There's just so much to be had out here. It's tough leaving your family, but come out here. It's a good country.
Well, in my opinion, I feel anything is better than drawing the dole off the state because you're at Ireland. If you're drawing the dole, nobody wants you. That's how we felt when we were at home. At least there's opportunities here for people if they want to. If they really want to improve their lifestyle a little bit anyhow.
When people come here first, they're probably a bit homesick for the first couple of months, you know, 5 or 6 months. But after that, they begin to get their life together and you know, make a living for themselves here. So, you know, then they really adapt to this country, and probably a lot of them will probably never go home.
Anyone making onward connections by air.
After landing at Kennedy Airport, the young Irish person arriving in the USA has to face immigration control. It's unlikely that the authorities will send you back on the next plane, but it's a real possibility. A minority of the job seekers coming here will have permission to work, the so-called green card. But getting a green card is a long, difficult and uncertain process, and young people on Irish dole queues are finding it more worthwhile just to take a chance on coming to the USA on a holiday visa. And nearly all the young Irish you meet here now are illegal, which is why the interviews on this programme are all conducted on a no-name basis. Indeed, caution and lying are part of the way of life now of the new Irish America, and the lying starts as soon as you get off the plane.
Well, we had a letter from my husband's former employer stating that he was on a month's holidays and he was due back at work in a month. And we also had a letter inviting us on a holiday from friends out here who are actually legal citizens, and we brought both letters with us to immigration in Shannon, but we weren't asked for them.
Right.
They just asked us for our passports, and they asked us what date we were returning. He asked me where we were returning on the 28th, and he mentioned the 28th about 3 times, and I was lucky. I had looked at my return date, which was the 22nd, and I said, no, we're coming back on the 22nd. It was a trick question, and that was all. He said, fine, off with you. Have a nice holiday, and we had no more hassle.
Immigration was in Shannon all along, mm-hmm. and it was in America, and I coming through last Saturday.
Yeah.
But I had no problem whatsoever coming through.
Were you nervous coming in?
Very. Yeah. Very nervous.
Right. And was it a thing that you gave thought to, that maybe you might be deported or whatever?
Sure. That's what I was expecting. Yeah. You know, I looked at the worst side of it, really.
Right.
But I had no trouble, thank God.
Okay, well, the two of you have come into this particular restaurant this afternoon looking for work.
Yes.
How did you get on?
Well, I didn't get into it. They're not looking for anybody at the moment. Full up.
Uh-huh. And did they say call back some other time?
Or? They're not keen on taking on anybody. It's a very close-knit place.
Right. Did they advise you to go anywhere?
No, not really. Just to try the nightclubs, maybe.
Yeah. And how long have you been in New York?
I've only been here a week.
And have you been trying for that week?
Well, most days I've been trying, but I haven't got anything yet. Just gone in and out of places, really asking. That's all, really.
But restaurants like this, you
mean? Yeah, restaurants. I've tried all the Irish ones, most of the Irish ones, but no. Yeah. They say it's too near Christmas, they're not taking anybody on.
Right. And have you felt discouraged so far, or how do you feel?
Well, no, not really. I'm only here a week yet.
Yeah.
So.
What made you leave Ireland?
There's nothing at home for me. Unemployment.
How long have you been in the USA?
Well, I've been here nearly 2 years now,
mm-hmm.
and I've gone through lots of different jobs since I came.
Yeah.
First of all, I started off minding children, and I only stayed there a few weeks, really. This was out in Long Island, and I moved from there back up to Jersey, and I went waitressing for a while, and in between that I was cleaning apartments and doing catering parties, which I still do, the catering parties.
Now, you say you were working as a childminder. I noticed in the Irish Post an awful lot of adverts looking for women, and presumably Irish women
right.
reading the Irish Post as childminders. Is this the thing that young Irish women are going into in a big way, do you think?
Yeah, a lot of the people that come out here, it's childminding they do,
mm-hmm.
because they're afraid really to go into any other kind of work, because being illegal as we are, after 6 months or so, you're running a high risk of being caught, really.
Now, has that affected you? I mean, tell me about the disadvantages of being illegal then.
The disadvantages are that you work very hard here in office work. The hours are long and it's a long commute every day. And the worst of it is, you know, at the end of your time you're not going to get anywhere too far with it, because you are illegal and you can only stay in a job for a year or so and move on and change your number again. And that's the worst part of it, really.
So you have to keep changing your social insurance number.
You have to keep changing your social security number.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's hard because you're only getting settled after a year or so when you've got to move on again. So the taxes are very high and we're all paying tax. Even though we're illegal, we're paying tax.
And, of course, the tax rebates don't go to you then at all,
tax rebates, we can't get any tax rebate, yes. No.
Somebody else gets them.
Yes. Not us. Which is the worst part of it.
Right, right.
Right.
Okay. What do you feel about New York? Is it a good city to live in?
It's a great city. It is, really. But, I mean, if you're alone here, it can be very lonely.
Yeah.
But there's so many Irish here, you could never say you're alone here, really.
Right.
But I would much prefer it to Long Island or New Jersey or any of the outside boroughs. I really like Manhattan much more.
Right.
It's the place for young people.
Yes.
Yeah.
You say there's so many Irish. Socially, the Irish mix with each other very much.
Yes, they do stick together a lot here. Yeah. And the Bronx, we're being represented very highly in the Bronx. That's where most of the people are living, really.
Okay, well, working as a childminder, then, that involves living with an American family. How do you think you adjust, or how do you get on?
Well, I only spent 10 weeks with them and I just could not adjust. The people were fine, but the way of living, the wealth and everything, I just could not. It was nothing. It was the nearest thing to Dallas, which I used to watch at home every night that it was on. And it was just like Dallas. I could not adjust to it at all. The kids were very spoiled altogether and you had to do everything for them. And I was house cleaning as well as minding three kids. And I was only getting $160 a week, which is not good money.
Now, all of that furtiveness that you're going into, I mean, the dishonesty, the worrying about immigration and so on, I mean, is that something that came easy to you, or was it hard to adjust?
Well,
to?
In the beginning it came hard, but you'd be surprised. After a couple of weeks, you'd become a very good liar. You take no notice of it. You have to, if you want to get a job, you have to do it, because we're just, you know, for the first few months, it's very hard, but after a while, you don't take too much notice of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, it's very hard to work because you can't build yourself up here to a good position. You have to leave. As soon as you're getting somewhere, you have to go and leave and start all over again from scratch.
After how long now would you have to leave?
You have to leave by the tax year.
Half,
whenever
that's
the tax year comes in, it's
April.
Time to move. April.
Why is that then? Why?
Because you just can't take the risk. You have the government sending notices to your house for you to file your taxes, and there is just no way under the rising sun you could file taxes, or you're really looking for trouble.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anybody being deported?
Yeah.
Yes.
One particular friend of ours was. Newest friend, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Was that at the airport this person was deported, or at the airport they were deported?
No. No, the immigration came to the door one morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. There was a few of the lads who were in construction work.
But they're back out here.
And they came back out under, I think they got different passports, different names.
Yeah.
But they had an awful lot of trouble in doing it. It took a few months, but they did it and they came back.
Right.
There's a lot of office jobs, but you have to, like,
have to
lie a bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a social security number and which you make up, you know, pretend you were born here and went back to Ireland and grew up. Waitress work, there's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of waitress work. And babysitting.
Yeah. Okay, what about then after you've arrived in the USA? You need to find a place to live. I mean, do you go to friends' houses or what happens?
My friends were already over here, so I came over to stay with them. I had no trouble, but I know when they were getting an apartment, they had an awful lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it expensive to get an apartment, or what happens then?
Now it is so expensive. Like, it's one bedroom, tiny little place, it's nearly falling down. They're charging 2 months' security you have to pay on, first of all, and then the month's rent. So it's an awful lot when you're coming
security,
out here.
What does that mean?
That means, like, 2 months' rent in the
in
apartment
advance,
in advance.
And how
you
much
have
would
to pay that.
Please say now?
Like, say, it's usually
$3,800.
And more than that.
Everything worked out about $1,200. No Irish
dollars,
person.
Yeah.
No Irish person can come over here.
$900 Irish pounds, I suppose.
There's
yeah.
no way you can do that. So
right.
we came over, we stayed with a friend, with a cousin for 1 week, left, and we got one of those sublets for 3 months. So we're very lucky.
Yeah.
But there's no way someone can come over here and find an apartment. Very hard to find them, number one. Desert.
Very hard.
And the price of them.
So definitely you'd have to have an address to
you
go to.
You definitely have to. If someone comes over here now and hasn't got an address, it's downhill all the way.
Yeah.
There is definitely a racial thing. If you're white and you're Irish out here, and you're anyway pleasant, you haven't made.
Yeah.
So that gives the Irish immigrant an advantage over, say, the Hispanic or black immigrant.
But the one thing is, you, no matter how much they like you, you better be very careful what you say to prospective employers, that's for sure.
What do you mean?
Same story, born here, went back to Ireland, you just got to say it the whole time. Then you're fine, just assure them, lie through your teeth, go for it.
You have to.
I mean, three of you, four of you here, you're all accomplished liars as far as I can make
out. Well, you have to be, you want to survive, you've got to be.
You've got to be, you've got to survive, as Gerald Singh says. Yeah.
And you've got to be very cool, I mean, lying your way through immigration, lying your way
through... You get used to it after a while, in the beginning it's hard, then you begin to, as I say, you begin to believe yourself, and you become so accustomed to it, it comes naturally.
Mm-hmm. See, if one of your friends starts off the whole run, the other one, you tell her what to say, she goes in the same story, it's unbelievable.
You're listening to WCBS New York, 88 on your AM dial.
And among the hour's headline stories on News Radio 88, flood warning remains in effect, as we say.
The working day starts early here in New York. For women, as we've heard, childminding and waitressing are the most likely jobs to begin with. For men, it's the building industry. This is Nick's Cafe in the Bronx, a morning pickup point for builders. It's freezing outside this December morning, and it's a lot nicer to go in and have breakfast.
We have two eggs over easy, home fries, regular coffee, and orange juice.
Yeah, oh. Every morning you get your coffee in here.
Okay, so what does the day hold for you now?
We drive from New York here, the Bronx, up to Stamford in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
Start at 7 o'clock in Stamford and finish at 3:30.
How about yourself? You're travelling to Connecticut too, yeah?
Yeah, we're working in Connecticut.
Yeah. Okay, what's your view on the construction industry here? Is there work to be had?
It's easy enough to get work, but it helps a lot if you know somebody.
Right. So when somebody comes off the plane in JFK, you know, how's the best way to go about finding work?
I suppose come into the Bronx and meet someone in a bar. This is the best chance of getting a job right here.
Is that what you did, yeah?
When I came out here first, that's how I started off.
Right. Now, do you think you're still living in America for the rest of your life, or what's going to happen?
Well, I can't see me going back to Ireland for a long time.
Yeah?
No, because it's, you know...
How come? Just...
Well, money-wise and everything else, it's very hard to live over there. Over here, it's a lot easier if you are working, you know.
Okay. Do you enjoy living in New York?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What do you like about it?
It's very different than home, as Johnny says. There's no opportunities at home for young people to work.
Right.
You know, and at least when you come over here, there's plenty of work and plenty of opportunities, and you can earn a few bob, you know.
Compared to work hard, you get well paid. Simple as that.
And have you been working long in the USA?
6 months.
Okay, what's your feelings about... Sorry, go on,
I happen to be one of the legal ones here.
No, you're legal. Does that make a big difference?
It does. It means you can join the union immediately. You've no problems anyway. You know, everything's above board.
No, people coming here, is it a good thing to try to get legalised?
It is, certainly, yeah.
No, is that a thing that's possible to do to become legalised?
Well, if you have a trade... it'll take a while at home in Ireland to get the whole thing processed, but in the long run, if you do intend coming here, it will it's to your advantage in the end.
Yeah. Okay, what does the rest of today hold for you now? You're heading off to a site somewhere, yeah?
Well, we're going from the Bronx here to out to Long Beach in Long Island, and we start at 7:30. It's what 6:15 now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back in here about 6 o'clock this evening.
It's a long day, isn't it?
It's a long day, and then we also maybe do some private work as well. We're both, this guy with me is a carpenter also.
Now, are you a married man or a single man?
Yeah, married.
And have you got your family with you?
No, my family's in Ireland, but we're going home at Christmas. But again, we're free to do that because we're legal, we can come and go, you know.
Just the same, though, it means breaking up from your family
for 6 months. Hopefully for me is only a short-term thing until such time as I...
Is that a hard thing to do?
Very hard. I had quite a good job in Ireland, but I was really keeping my head above water, whereas this, I'll get ahead of the pack sort of thing.
Okay, so you've got a wedding ring on your left hand there as well. Is your wife with you?
No, she's back in Ireland. Family are in Ireland.
Right. And how do you feel about that, you know, having to break up from your wife and family?
It's a bad setup, of course.
Yeah.
You know, it's But it's very little can be done about that at home. It's the situation of Ireland at the moment.
Right. Are you going to bring your family up to it, do you think?
Yeah, it's. I'm not able to say at the moment.
So what does the future hold for you then? No,
uncertain.
Are you going to stay working here indefinitely?
Oh, I'm really annoyed.
Going back home for maybe some months at least at this time, and right. I'll see then.
You had a request, yeah, for what?
for to make an any family in Dundalk.
Okay.
This is happy New Year to them from Paul. When I came out first, there was an awful lot of jobs going and plenty of apartments going, and now it's starting to. There's that many out there at the moment, you know. Yeah. Like this avenue here, like it's like little, you know, little China and little Italy and all that downtown.
This is little Ireland.
This is little Ireland up here, you know. Like you've got thousands and thousands of Irish up here.
Yeah, it's amazing in a cafe like this, and it's run by, I think, Greeks or Italian Greeks, yeah. But everybody's Irish in here, aren't they? Yeah.
And this avenue here, like, it's only about quarter of a mile long.
Yeah.
And there's 14 Irish bars in it. Mm-hmm. And they're all packed with Irish people, like, you know.
Right.
It's a real Irish community, you know.
I'm going to 21st Street. Change to number 6 downtown, I'll go across the platform.
So after breakfast, it's either a van upstate or the subway downtown to Manhattan.
You're living in the USA now for how long, and how are you getting on?
2.5 years.
Right. And in that 2.5 years, have you managed to find work?
Oh, sure. In New York finds work. Right. They try hard enough.
What kind of work and what kind of money?
Like everyone else, it's in construction. No. Money is averaging.
Every other man, at least, to me.
Sure, yeah. Averaging about 600 a week. 600 to 700 for 6 days.
US dollars, and what does that make for Irish pounds?
I'm not sure. About 500, yeah.
So, you're here 2 years, and you must have seen an increase, I suppose, in the amount of Irish coming in the last 2 years.
2.5 years, yeah.
2.5 years, yeah.
Sure. I would say, to put it this way, when I came here 2.5 years ago, I recognised everyone in the local bar. Now, I would say I know 1 out of 10 people in the bar.
And they're all Irish, you mean?
Sure.
Okay. Now, talking to people like yourself, I mean, it has to be very furtive, you know, your name can't be used and so on. I mean, is this something that you get used to, do you think?
No, you don't really. You always have to be on your guard, you know.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
But have you ever had any frights?
No. It's not that much hassle here, really, but you have to still be careful. You can never be too sure.
Irish immigrants here are mainly young and single, or else they're married men who've left their wives and children back home. For a whole family to come out here is more unusual, but some people risk it.
Well, we're married with one child, and for us, we could see nothing at home. At first, we thought my husband should come on his own, and we felt people advised us to let him go on his own. But we felt if we wanted to stay together as a family, we should stay together and move together, because, as well, we were afraid that if my husband came first, that when I'd come later with the child, we'd be turned back at immigration, which a lot of people were saying is very possible. So we decided we'd come together.
How long did it take you to find a job?
Well, 5 weeks. I just started today.
So you've been not working and not earning for
Been working for 1 week.
Uh-huh.
But he worked the full week. He worked a lot of overtime, and he only got paid half his wages, and there was nothing he could do.
I was working for an Irish company as such, Irish fellas that owned this company.
They cheated you?
Well, I don't know if they cheated me or not. It's just that I was glad to get the money, to put it that way, like, at the time. So maybe I did feel a bit cheated in a way, but it was great to get the money at the time. Like, it came in very handy.
Coming with a child, then, were there particular problems, say, finding accommodation
yeah.
that suits you? Tell me about the kind of place you're living in, then.
Well, at the moment, we're in a three-bedroom apartment, and there's 6 of us, which is a bit crazy, because there's somebody in bed all the time, because some of the girls work at night. And it's been very hard trying to keep the child quiet, during the day and keep him outdoors, even rain and all. He has to go out. And then when we went looking for the apartment, a lot of people turned us away because we had a child. They would have taken us because when we were married, but they didn't want kids. Right. So we were very lucky to get the apartment we've got.
Now, so compared to, say, where you were in Ireland, like many people will say, they wouldn't really like to raise children here in New York, say. Well, how do you feel about that?
And I feel there are a lot of opportunities for kids out here that they will never get at home. There's so much that you can put a child into, and he meets different nationalities. He'll learn a lot more here as a young child than he will at home. Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't have the space that you have at home in the countryside, but I think that it's a good place for a child.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of people of Hispanic background in this area. You know, you're not reluctant to that mixture of cultures and American.
No, because I don't want my child to be prejudiced.
Right.
Which we were brought up to be.
Over the next few years, do you see yourself staying here and possibly having more children, or what do you think?
Oh, we hope to stay here for a few years anyhow, but we're not sure about having any more children over here. Mm-hmm. It's expensive to have children here. And people say you can have them by going in for an emergency birth, but I wouldn't chance that. So I don't know about any more kids for a while.
What do you mean you can have them by going in for an emergency birth? You mean it's how to get them cheaply, or it's how to get the hospital?
Yeah, you rush in the last minute and they have to. They can't let you on your own, so they have to give help.
You're serious? People do that, yeah?
People do that. Right. And you give a false name and address and you get away with it. But I wouldn't be into that.
Okay, for the first 6 weeks you were here then, you haven't been working. Here in the USA, where you can't apply for any welfare because you're illegal, how have you survived for the last 6 weeks then?
Well, we had about $1,200 with us, and that done us for about 4 weeks.
And we had to pay for the apartment.
Then we had to pay $500 for an apartment, but we had to borrow that off a friend.
Now, $1,200, that's, what, about 900 Irish pounds, yeah? And you had to pay how much then for the apartment?
$500 down payment for a month in advance and the usual. So we had to borrow that off a friend. Uh-huh. And we'd only about 100 to carry. We had to get another 100 in off another friend to carry us over until now. So,
like, unless you were in a position to borrow, what, $600 from friends, you'd have been in very bad trouble, isn't that right?
Well, we would. We'd have nothing. Yeah. We'd be on begging, as such. Yeah. We were just lucky that we had friends who would help us out. So you need either a lot of money coming here, because you can't trust that you're going to be working the first week, which we thought we would. You need to have some type of security for money.
Right. It sounds very risky.
It is.
Yeah, but like, the Irish are very good to Irish that's coming out at the moment. Like, they'll make sure that you don't end up on the street, or like, they're always asking, you're not stuck for money now, are you? And if you are, give me a shout and all this. So when they started saying that, we knew that we wouldn't be left on the street as such.
There certainly seems to be an interest in keeping in touch with home. In the Irish ghetto of Bainbridge in the Bronx, there's a news agent that every Monday evening gets in the Irish newspapers. The queue begins to form around 9 o'clock.
The old Kerryman.
The Kerryman, yeah? And any other paper?
Sunday World.
Right. Well, I like the Sunday Press. Uh-huh. And my county paper.
What's that then?
The Connacht Tribune.
Right.
And my wife's paper, the Limerick Leader.
You lived in the USA for very long, or?
Pardon?
Have you lived in the USA many years?
About 22.
22 years, yeah?
About the strike of champions, the Irish paper, the Independent, or, you know.
Yeah, right. And what's your views on back home then? Do you keep close watch on what's going on back home?
Yes, I do, yes. I keep close watch on. Things is not so good over there now.
Right.
With all the young Irish fellows that's out here. What's going on over there anyway? What sort of government have you there?
I suppose you've seen then a lot of new waves of young Irish people coming over here.
Oh, there's thousands of them around here. Mm-hmm. It must be bad over there now, right?
Everyone here in Cat Paper. Oh, yeah.
Which paper?
I'm getting the Sunday Independent, Westmeath Examiner, Mead Chronicle, Sunday Press.
You still get all those local papers at home, the Meath Chronicle and the...
Oh, yeah.
And what kind of things are you buying them for to read? Is it the local news?
Oh, well, here all the gossip at home, you know. Here all the local gossip.
Yeah. You like the USA, by the way?
Oh, it's a great country.
Is
plenty
it?
Of work out here. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long have you lived here now?
Here, just nearly a year. 15 months. Year and a half. Yeah.
Year and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think you'll stay living here or will you go home someday?
Well, I'll probably go back next year for a holiday anyway.
For a holiday?
But I think I'll come back out anyway.
Back out to the USA?
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Yeah.
You'll settle here for life, will you?
Well, for a few years anyway.
I mean, would you, for example, get married and raise children here?
Well, I think I'd always like to go home.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
County I come from, you know, get that paper, you know.
Yeah.
Tipperary Star, you know.
Right.
The Tume Herald and the Sunday World. The Irish Press.
The Irish Press. Yeah. And you buy groceries here as well. Is there anything specially Irish about them?
Yeah, Bachelor's Peace and Heinz beans and that kind of thing.
You get to, I suppose, meet a lot of Irish people every Monday night here or whatever? Or
yeah, there is a lot, all right. There isn't too many from where I come from.
Right. Yeah. Now, do you like keeping touch with home then? Is it current affairs or local affairs? Or?
Local.
Yeah.
You know.
And did you buy the Tuam Herald when you lived in Tuam?
Oh, yeah.
And what kind of things do you like to find out about?
Social life and see how things are getting on over there. And that kind of thing.
Right. Like things like the marriage columns and the...
See how the shops are going and that kind of thing over there. Places closed down, I suppose, and all that.
And what do you think of the USA since you come here?
Yeah. It's all right. It takes getting used to it, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's all right.
In what ways does it take getting used to? What's...
Well, everything is, you know, faster out here and all that kind of thing. Like, you know, and you're in an apartment building. It's not like a house. And, you know, it's not... You can't really go out at night that much by yourself. That kind of thing.
What do you think you'll do over the next few years? Do you think you'll stay here or will you move back home? Or what will you do?
I'll stay here as long as my husband stays here anyways.
Do you have children?
Yes, we have one. Little boy.
Tell me about then raising a child. You say that it's an apartment you're living in, but is there much room in it? Or?
Yeah, it's fine for one child. I wouldn't fancy having too many in it.
Right. So, and are you prepared then to raise the child in the USA?
Well, I wouldn't like him to go to school, we'll say, after the age of 7 here anyways. Mm-hmm. No.
A lot of people feel that way. Why do you think that is?
Well, a boy especially, anyhow, it's harder to watch them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
From what you hear, anyhow, they can get into all sorts of things out here, so...
Yes. So that means you and your husband, you plan to go home sooner or later, yeah?
Well, unless things prevent us from going home, you know, if things aren't too good over there, we'll have to stay.
But if the economy picked up at home,
we'd go home.
Yeah.
Tipperary Nationalist and Sunday World, just to find out what's happening.
What kind of things do you want to find out about?
You know, the usual, who's getting married and who's dying, who's having children and
do you
who's
think
doing what.
You know, people like to keep up that... Hiya, how you doing? Okay. People like to keep up that kind of contact with back home, like you're keeping up with Tipperary. I mean, how many years have you... How long have you lived in the USA now that you're doing
3 years.
3 years, and you're still by the Tipperary Nationalist after 3 years.
Every week.
And do you know the families and everything else who are referred to? Yeah.
I mean, they're probably all, you know, older than they were when I seen them last.
Yeah.
I mean, I was back a couple of times, but you don't see everyone when you go back.
Why do you think you want to keep such contact with home? I mean, do you miss home, or do you like it better here?
Oh, yeah, I miss home. I miss home a lot.
Yeah. And would you prefer to live at home?
I would if the economy was better, you know, but there's nothing there for me right now, you know.
Right.
If things got better, I'd go back there in a second.
This evening?
The Northern Standard.
The Northern Standard, yeah. So where is that published?
Published in Monaghan.
Monaghan, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And why do you like to buy that?
I just like to hear the news at home.
Is it that you're lonely for Ireland?
No, just hear the gossip.
Curious, yeah?
Yeah. Curious to hear the news at home.
And have you ever been surprised at the stuff you've read?
Not really. Be surprised you got married.
Surprised I got a man.
Right.
August.
What have you got?
Yeah, August. We're Dundalk men.
There's a big Dundalk community here at the moment because of industry in Dundalk has been badly hit.
Yeah.
More so than the rest of the towns.
So, like, you've been following, say, affairs in Dundalk too, local affairs, the shoes.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah, factories.
The footwear factories and so on. You know. Clarks.
Yeah. Indeed.
Used to ever work? Where did you work in Dundalk?
I worked with a construction company in Dundalk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carpentry.
Right. Now, about the local papers, what kind of things are you buying that to read?
Local
Yeah?
Court cases.
Court cases, yeah.
See who's up next, the drunken driver or what, you know.
And do you still know the family names and all that, and know the people being talked about?
Oh, yeah, we know them all, yeah.
But, like you say, having a good time, that sounds like people who are lonely, you know what I mean, and missing home and all that. I mean, do you...
Of course we miss home. Yeah. Now and then.
Yeah.
The good money makes up for here, you know.
Very good.
What's good then?
Cheap crack.
Yeah. What do you mean, crack the drug or crack the Irish crack?
The Irish crack. Irish music. Just down the street there, we have sessions every evening, or every Sunday evening, should I say.
Every evening.
The day every pub, sessions of Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Any amount of Irish music, crack. Just the same as Dundalk, Dublin, Listowel.
Pubs stay open here pretty late, do they? Do you think it's possible to blow a lot of money on drink, or are you earning enough money?
I earn a whole lot of money, but...
Every penny you earn goes
on. But I tell you, possibly, you can spend your money on drink, the whole lot of it on drink.
Right.
No,
it's true. All your money goes on drink. If you didn't drink, you'd have 100 cents on every week, wouldn't you, Tom? You would, though.
You would, right, but...
Okay, put it
this way. Well, I put it to a little bit, I was playing pool last night, I won about 200, well, I won't lie, about 150, I'd say, straight out.
Yeah.
In pool,
How about yourself? Is it always, you know, Irish men that you would date, or do you mix a bit more? Or?
Well, I'd say I haven't been out here that long, but, seriously, the American guys, from what I can gather, they're so enough a lot of them, you know. It's okay talking to them, but I mean, they're very straightforward about life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Irish guys are kind of very, very handy, a lot of them, but the American guys are straight to the point, if you know what I mean.
When I first came out here, I went out with somebody for a few months and he was American. I just can't handle all the baloney. It's pure baloney. You know, they love you, like, they meet you for 1 minute and they think you're the bee's knees. Such patheticness. You know, they could be right, man, but not that sort.
All right, well, tell me about love and sex in New York. Is there a different attitude to what there would be at home, you know?
Huh? By God, there is.
Is there? Yeah, tell me.
Everyone is extremely inclined to lose their morals as soon as they step off the plane from Ireland. And... it's just that they have everything so handy here. Their own apartment, no parents. They're very, very inclined to do that. And I totally disagree with it, I have to say it. Totally disagree with it, because...
yeah.
You know yourself now.
No, have you lost your morals?
Oh, God, I have not. No. No, that's the one thing I have not lost.
Would you agree with that? There's a change in behaviour?
I do. I definitely do. Definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fellas, forget about them. They leave their manners
around. They definitely do.
Well, and another thing that's said to me by some of the older Irish people is there's a lot of drinking done by young people here, you know?
There is. But the bars are open, like, any time. You can go wake up in the morning, 4 o'clock, any time you can go out for a drink.
They're open. Yeah, tell me about the licensing hours.
Well, the bar's open till about... 5 o'clock, just say, Chairman. And then there's always after hours.
So 5 o'clock in the morning,
hours.
And another old man said to me about how young Irish women are drinking an awful lot now, and he thought this was disgraceful.
Actually, if the men can, why can't the women
exactly?
Okay, well, you're working as a barman here in New York. What's it been like for you? How's it working out?
Very good. Make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. A good standard of living. Plenty of people, meet some crazy people, the goods, everything from total psychos. You will not meet the same mix in Ireland, no matter where you go.
You were working as a barman. Do you find that the pubs work as a point of contact here for the Irish community in New York?
No doubt about it. Absolutely.
For jobs,
no doubt,
and so on,
no doubt about it. They're as close as you can get to a sort of a job centre in the United States, particularly in New York. If there's 100,000 Irish people over here at the moment, there's about 10,000 illegal. The other 90,000 will go to the bar to find work.
Yeah.
There's no doubt, particularly construction-wise and all that, because they're just going to start chatting to people in the pub or ask the bartender or waitresses or anybody at all. If you're Irish, I mean, it's you try and help out, and that's one thing you find about it. I just say this here now.
Yeah.
Irish people in general in all the bars around are very helpful. Mm. If they don't have anything going in the place that you go in looking for a job, let's say try somewhere else, call this number, that sort of thing. I've had that myself, and I know they're a much closer-knit community than a lot of people might realise at home. Very close-knit community.
The Irish pubs and Irish ghettos are full for the most part of people in their early 20s. But even among the recent immigrants, you'll meet some older people as well.
Well, I'd been here before, number one. Mm-hmm. And we lived in New York in the early 60s. So this is my third time round. Twice at home I tried to make a go of things. And I had to come back again, finally.
So really, like, every time the recession has hit the building industry, you've ended up here in the USA. This is the third time now.
That's the third time.
Now, when you last went back to Ireland, when was that?
That was in 75.
And did you think that was the last time? Did you think
we thought that was it? Yeah, yeah. So we had a run again at it for approximately 10 years, and then gradually, from the early 80s, it started going downhill. And by the beginning of 1985, it had hit bottom again. So I decided to go out again.
So here you are again.
Here I am again, yeah.
Right. And, yeah, is that something that you mind, that you've had to leave Ireland again for the third time in your life?
Well, yeah, getting on. When you're getting on in years, you have to give it a little more consideration than when you're younger. Mm-hmm. But then you still have commitments and responsibilities, so it had to be done, so that's it.
To turn then to your wife, what's your feeling about moving back out to America now for the third time in your lives?
Well, I don't like it. But what can you do?
Yeah.
You can't stay at home and live on fresh air.
So was it a hard decision to come out here, or was it automatic? Or?
No, it was a hard decision to make at our time of life, when we're not young anymore. Mm-hmm. And it had to be done.
What were the reasons you would prefer to have stayed living in Ireland then?
Well, if we could have made a living. Mm-hmm. But you have commitments and...
But do you think it was a pleasanter environment where you were living in Ireland than to here in the Bronx?
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Like, did you have a garden in Ireland?
Yes, I did, yes, yeah. I did.
So what's going to happen? Would you like to move back? Or?
Oh, I intend to. Mm-hmm. I don't intend to end up here.
Mm-hmm. All the time, then, I mean, this is your third time in and out to the USA. Mm-hmm. Each time you've gone back to Ireland, every time you could, or every time it became possible,
yeah.
Money-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Are you disappointed that you're out here again, or...?
I am disappointed, and I'm disappointed for my children too, that mm-hmm. they all had to leave.
Okay, well, you've had a lot of experience then of both America's way of life and Ireland's way of life. How would you feel in comparing the two?
I prefer the Irish way. It's more gentle and it's easier, and there isn't the hassle you have here. It's very hard going here for anyone, very hard.
In what ways?
Well, you have to work very, very hard, and you have a very long day and a long week, and most people work 6 days, so you only have Sunday. And you come home so tired it's just bed to work. It's not much of a life.
Liam Connolly, here in Eamon Doran's pub in what? Where are we? Midtown Manhattan, you're called.
We're on the Upper East Side.
The Upper East Side.
On the east side of Manhattan.
Manhattan, yeah. Now, you're watching a hurling match here, a video of a hurling match.
That's
Can
correct.
You tell me what match it is?
That's Clare and Kilkenny. It's a league game.
Right.
Played in late November.
Right. And these people have come here to watch this tonight. Is that a common occurrence here?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah. Could you give me an impression of... Your impression of Irish immigration into this city and into the USA in recent times?
In the last 2 years, there's been a vast increase.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Irish.
And how is that reflected, say, in the GAA?
Well, we alone from Westmead, we put in a senior hurling team for the first time in history.
In New York?
In New York.
Team, yeah?
New York,
mm-hmm.
County Westmead, for the first time in history,
yeah.
Put a senior hurling team in Gaelic Park.
Right. Pat Dalton, then, the president. How long have you been in New York, then?
I've been here for the last 4 years.
Uh-huh.
When I came out here first, there wasn't that many Irish here,
mm-hmm.
and I hurled with Galway.
Right.
And from then, I won a New York championship with him the first year I came,
mm-hmm.
and I won the following year. And then I decided it's about time I started my own team, because the immigration, people started to come from Ireland.
Yeah.
And especially from our own village alone, 11 players from our own village came out.
And what village is that?
Castletown Gagan, County Westmeath.
Desi Castle, I mean, you're the captain of the senior hurling team for Westmeath here in New York. I mean, do you think that you could beat the Westmeath hurling team back home at this stage?
Well, when you consider that 11 or 12 of the team that's playing here has played for the county at home, you know, it must mean that we would stand a good chance of giving them a good game anyway. So I reckon, like, we have a very strong team here. So I think we would beat them, I'd say.
Most Irish workers, as well as being illegal, are also uninsured. But an Irish community response has developed in the United States of America to deal with accidents. Here's another Westmeath man, Pius Kirby.
Well, about 6 months ago, almost 6 months ago, my brother was killed in an electrical accident in Manhattan. And it was then that we realised for the first time how many Irish were in New York and how they band together in a crisis. And we felt that we couldn't have gone on without them, and we were very grateful to everyone. We were very grateful to all the Irish community for helping us out. But I had known previously about how the Irish community gathers together in a crisis not so big. When somebody has an accident, there's immediately a committee formed to run a benefit dance or to help out morally or to help out in any way they can. And nobody is left on his own here if he has the misfortune of having an accident or whatever. Nobody is left high and dry.
Well, you're living in New York with your wife and child for 2 years now. Will you continue to work in New York and live in New York, or would you like to go back to Ireland, or what are your plans?
No, by the time this is aired, I'll be listening to it.
Seriously, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? For good, you're going back to Ireland?
Yes.
Do you have a job?
I do.
Well done.
And a house.
Right.
I'm lucky in that sense that I have a job to go back to. As precarious as the work situation is at home, I have work for the immediate future anyway. Who knows what 2 years from now will bring, but at the same time I'm optimistic that I won't ever have to leave home again.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, sir. Have a Merry Christmas.
The fact that you're here for 2.5 years, like, will you be able to go home this Christmas, for example, or would you like to?
I'd like to, but I'm not going to take the chance. It's as simple as that. You know.
Where would the risks be? Would it show up on your passport? You
know? Sure. I mean, the risks are obvious to everyone. I mean, anyone that's over here knows what's going on.
Right.
Sure. I mean, if you have the chance, there's always a chance that you can be turned away, you know?
Yes.
It's as simple as that. Why take it?
So you've spent previous Christmases here.
Yeah.
In, what has it been like?
Crap. It's absolute junk here.
No.
Seriously, yeah. It's junk. Because they have Christmas Day, you have turkey, and the next day you're working. It's garbage.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Right. Now, at least in Ireland, they have 10 days of good fun, you know, or 2 weeks. Mm. That's the difference. That's why I like to go home, for the fun. Much better.
I'm not going home this Christmas. I was mm-hmm. home last Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind?
I would love to go home. I would, but I'm afraid, you know, I've been over... You know, I've been to and fro a few times, and I'd have to get a new passport, new visa, everything, so...
Yeah, yeah.
The only drawback is the family at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mother's on the phone crying, asking you to come back for Christmas, and you don't know what to do.
And has your mother been on the phone?
She has. Here she is. I'm coming over the next plane, and I'm dragging you back, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
She doesn't mean that, you know.
Christmas, are you going home?
I'll go home in about 10 years' time.
But
I'll go home in 10 years' time when I've got a bit of money behind me and I can do something with it. I have no qualifications. What would I be going home for to spend another 7 months or 7 years out of work when I got the best living I ever had in my life over here?
I said we were going to be very, very lonely, especially with the child, because he won't have his grandparents or he won't have any of his aunts and uncles around him. So we probably will be very lonely this Christmas. But he's an only grandchild, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to be missed more than we will.
Help the needy at Christmas time. Merry Christmas. Help the volunteers. Help those less privileged at Christmas time. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Help the volunteers. Help.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.